You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. The band Health formed in Los Angeles in 2005. Their newest record, Death Magic, came out in 2015. They spent 4 years trying to make it. They described themselves as a noise band, but for this record, they reinvented their palette and their process. In this episode, John and Jake from Health take apart the song Stone Fist, which they made with their bandmates Jupiter Keys and BJ Miller. And just a heads up, this episode has some explicit language. Now, here's Stone Fist on Song Exploder.
I'm Jake from Health, and I sing and play guitar.
This is John, and I play bass, though I guess we're all doing a lot of stuff on computer. The whole song started completely computer-generated as the dun kind of riff. I had like a synth sound that I had made, and I put it in reverse and just chopped this really tiny segment and then just like cranked all the distortion. And I was like, oh shit, this rocks. We're in business.
We've always been making aggressive music. Typically, historically, we've done something like that is like with a guitar and like shitload of guitar pedals. That sounded really intense, but you do lose clarity when you record that. And there was already a mission statement of the band that was like, we're supposed to try to have it sound new. We just knew we had to start using computers because we were a noise band. Like, it's about like being able to create like aggressive elements. And so it's like, there was a new range of things available to us. I kind of had this realization where it was just like, pop music on the radio is like heavier than like cool underground, like gnarly bands. And you're just like,
this Lady Gaga song is kicking my dick off, like Telephone. I'm like, this is fucking nuts.
That's like a big part of why the record sounds like this. It's like it was hearing those things and just being like, if you could apply that technology that made those sounds that aggressive and that apparent and like do it tastefully, like it'd be fucking crazy. There's a lot of goofy shit in there.
So there's a live snare. There's a white noise sound, and then there's like a cartoon punching sound effect. I want these really heavy drums, but like the way to get really heavy is you need it to sound kind of goofy. So we have this like push and pull with loving dumb shit, but thinking you're not a dumb person. I don't know.
The first line is like, and though we know how far we've come, we stay possessed by what we've lost.
And though we know how far we've come, we stay possessed by what we lost.
We're obsessive of the past. We're obsessive of memory. And it's just like, no matter how far you've gotten, if you're successful, unsuccessful, married, unmarried, whatever thing, it's like you still have all this fucking baggage. And a lot of times, regardless of the point that you're at, that kind of tends to weigh you down more than where you've gone.
And we both know love's not in our hearts. And we both know love's not in our hearts. And we both know love's not in our hearts. And we both know love's not in our hearts.
I'm trying to do an anti-love song anthem. This is the not exciting part of a relationship that is not usually in a pop song where you're just kind of like, secretly, if I was just going to be honest right now, like, we both know that we don't even like each other anymore. So it's like saying the shit that you will deny to yourself, but you know that you actually think.
Are we all the same? Different? Promise you to promise more.
Because my voice is so airy and kind of feminine, we wanted things to be able to punctuate more, and like, that's never really worked for me doing that, so Jupiter, whatever my main vocal is, he would just do an octave down. So he's in there too, and it really helped.
Love's not in our hearts.
I'm Lars Stolfers. I produced and mixed the Health record. Every sound was like chopped up, pitched. It could never just be like, here's a keyboard sound or a bass. It's not like just plugging guitar in and like getting like a cool reverb tone. It was like, no, we have to create this soundscape. But they are perfectionists that way, and it's crazy. It's like, how do you make sounds you've never heard before? It takes forever.
So in the chorus, we did some moments where like the whole song glitches, basically.
Well, it was a Pro Tools mistake, and it was actually the whole track looping, and then we just put it in. That just happened to happen, and we're like, whoa, what was that?
Our producer was like, oh, sorry, it was a fuck up. That was like exciting to us. So then that became part of the song.
This record has been scrapped and remade.
Scrapped, remade like 3 times.
All our early records, we wanted them to sound as huge and as pro as possible.
We did our first record ourselves. We never even worked with an engineer before. We felt like we got kind of burned a little bit on the experience. So this one, we wanted the production to be very big and clear and modern. And it's like, this is part of why the record took so long for us to finish. Is one thing we all knew is we were just like, we are not finishing this record until it sounds good.
And now here's Stone Fist by Health in its entirety.
We've come.
Visit songexploder.net for links to buy the new Health record and to watch the video for this song. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Next time on Song Exploder, Best Coast. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.